Good morning, brother and sister. 弟兄姐妹，早上好。Today, I will read the Bible verse with my kids, Timothy, Joyce, and Priscilla. 今天我给大家读今天的经文。今天的经文是以弗所书四章七到十六。Today's Bible verse is the Book of Ephesians 4:7-16.我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
所以经上说，他升上高天的时候掠夺了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给个人。
This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he ledcaptives in his train and gave gifts to men.
既说升上，岂不是先降在地上吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
To prepare God's people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature.Attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就追随各样的异端。
Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness.Of men in their deceitful scheming.
唯用爱心说诚实的话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Instead speaking the truth in love, we will in all things grow up into him.
Who is the head that is Christ?
全身都靠他联络得合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功能彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
All right, thank you.
何等喜乐看到我们的大人孩子在一起来服侍主。
What a joy just to see parents and children in service of God together.
Yeah, 谢谢启悦带着孩子们来服侍大家。
Thank you, Brother 启悦 for having brought your children.
那我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow down in prayer.
天上的父，何等的喜乐，我们教会大家庭聚在这里一起来敬拜。
Heavenly Father, how joyful we are gathered together in worship of you.
每次当我们看到饼杯圣餐摆在我们面前的时候，都提醒我们是蒙恩的人了。
He uses the display of the communal table to remind us that we belong to you.
靠着耶稣基督的救赎，我们成了一家人。
By your salvation, we have become one family.
不管我们年龄、背景、各样的差别，我们在主耶稣基督里面蒙了同样的救赎的恩典。
Regardless of age and various backgrounds, we have become the recipient of your grace.
你更把你自己的生命、各样属灵的恩赐赐给我们。
You've also blessed us with every gift, a spiritual gift.
让我们靠着主可以彼此的联合，成为一个健康的身体。
So we'll be able to unite to become the body of Christ.
我们在这里祈求祷告，请你来更新我们。
We ask here and pray for our renewal.
借着你的话语，借着你的圣灵的工作，来更新我们的生命。
Through your word and your spirit.
借着你的圣灵的工作，来更新我们彼此的关系。
And to renew our relationship with one another.
让我们朝着一个合一的教会，一个合一的你可以住在我们当中的那个圣殿的方式去追求。
So we'll be headed together in unity toward the house, the dwelling that you have made in us.
让你的心意在我们的当中得到满足。
So your will be satisfied through us.
我们这样的同心合一的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray this united prayer in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，请我们当中的小朋友和青少年哈，去你们的教室。
Children and youth are dismissed.
我们刚才读的这段经文哈，可以用四句话来概括它的大概的主要的意思。
We can sum up what we just read, the section of the scripture, with four statements.
教会比喻成一个身体啊，然后讲到在这里面属灵恩赐的一个事情。
Church is being compared to a body and with a statement about spiritual gifts.
第一句话我们可以看到说，每个人啊，在教会里面呢，都是有恩赐的。
From the first thing that we can see that everyone has a gift, everyone in the church has a gift.
那第二件事情我们看到就是每个人都有不一样的哈，这个恩赐是不相同的。
Secondly, our gifts are different and diverse.
第三件事情我们看到哈，所有的各种各样的恩赐呢，都有一个来源，就是主耶稣基督赐给我们的。
So thirdly, we can see that it is a common source of all our spiritual gifts.
第四件事情我们看到就是说神给了我们每个人各样的不同的恩赐的目的是什么呢？是要让我们使用这些恩赐来建造耶稣基督的身体，就是教会。
Fourthly, what's the purpose of having given us all of those gifts? That is to build up this body of Christ, the church.
所以盼望在今天这些经文当中呢，我们能够再次被提醒。
Hopefully, we'll be reminded once again by reading those scripture passages.
意识到我们这一群人呢，是身体上的肢体。
With the realization that we are all of one body of Christ.
意识到我们在主耶稣基督里面所蒙的那个恩典和恩赐的宝贵。
That we have come into possession of the gift from God in Jesus Christ, and how precious.Those gifts are.
让我们也懂得哈，不再做这个闲散的人，而真的是哈，加入到这个身体的服事当中，一起来建造。
So that we'll be aware we are not going to remain idle hands. We'll be able to join together in this body of Christ for this building.
我们一个一个来看，第一个我们看说，我们每一个重生得救的人都是有属灵恩赐的人。
Let's parse.This one by one, every one of us has a gift.
从四章第七节到四章十六节这一大段开始和结尾都在讲这件事。
What has been marked from in verses 7 through 16, this is the focus.
我们个人蒙恩，所有蒙恩得救的人呢，每个人都包括在内哈，都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
But each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. So the emphasis is on each.
只要我们是重生得救的人，我们就是 耶稣基督身体中的一部分。
So if we are born again believers, we are necessarily part of the body of Christ.
每个人都有恩赐的。
We all have spiritual gifts.
就好像我们身体上中没有一个器官，没有一个部分是多余的一样。
It's as if, look at our body, all of the organs, none of which would be dispensable.
四章十六节说，全身都靠它联络的合适，百节各按各职，照着个体的功用彼此相助，便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
This is what we have in verse 16. From him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament.Grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
只要我们是重生得救的基督徒，圣灵就会内住在我们的里面。
So long as we are born again believers, there is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵进来以后呢，就会带来，他就会把属灵的恩赐呢赐给我们每一个人。
With the indwelling of the Holy Spirit comes the spiritual gift.
而且把我们放在不同的这个职位上面来承担不同的功用。
And even so, we will be placed in various positions, to function as a whole.
所以这是第一件事情，我们从这段经文里看的。我们每个人呢，每一个人都在这个身体当中，是我们有自己的功用，有自己的恩赐的。
This is what we can read out. First of all, we all have a function, and we all have a gift.
第二件事情，我们看到呢，我们每一个人的恩赐呢又是不同的。
Secondly, our gifts are different.
这是在第八节里讲哈，所以经上说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌，将各样的恩赐赏给人。
And this is what we have from verse 8. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in his train and gave gifts to men.
就像身体上一样哈，有手有脚有心脏有这个肺，各种各样的能力恩赐和不同的功用。
So it's very much like a human body. We have limbs, hands and feet. We have heart. We have lungs. They all function a little differently.
而且在第七节当中，他特别用这个说，照基督所量给个人的恩赐哈，这些恩赐是。好像按照我们这个人量身定做的一样。
It is chapter 4:7 says, as Christ apportioned it, as if it was just the right measure of things given to us.
在主的教会当中，每一个弟兄姐妹都是独特的。
All believers, brothers and sisters in the body of Christ in the church, they are all unique, each and every one of them.
你在这个身体当中所发挥的功用，理当发挥的功用，是没有人能够替代的。
The way you are going to function is irreplaceable.
因为我们这样彼此的不同，手脚哈各种部分都是不一样的，所以我们需要在教会里面学习怎么样彼此接纳。
And the fact is that we are so diverse, and that is the lesson in the church. We have to learn to accept one another.
你要接纳你作为弟兄姐妹跟你的不同，而且要欣赏他的不同。
You got to be able to embrace the differences among brothers and sisters, and you have to enjoy. You have to be able to enjoy those differences.
神不会把完全一样的东西放在一起组成一个身体，对吧
？The Lord is not going to place the same things, same parts in one body.
即使是两只手哈，也不是完全一样的。
Talking about our hands and our both of our hands, they are different.
就是因为不同，所以他们在一起配合，在一起做事，就变得比较容易，比较发挥它的功用。
It is precisely because of the difference that we have that they can function very well together.
所以你看，任何一个复杂的一个机器里面，都是不同的部件哈，通过这个合适的组合，摆在合适的位置上。让这个机器可以发挥它当发挥的作用。
So talking about any machine or any mechanism, you can see all of the parts are placed differently in different positions, and they function a little differently, so the whole thing will be able to work together well.
所以在教会当中，我们不仅要接纳，要欣赏弟兄姐妹的不同，还要学习怎么样彼此的配搭配合去做事。
So in a church setting, we'll have to be able to embrace the differences among us, and we'll be able to enjoy to the point of enjoying the differences that we have.
在这一段经文前面那一部分，保罗特别强调合一这件事。
So prior to the scripture reading that we have, Paul actually taught us the concept of unity in the Lord.
那今天这一段又特别强调我们的不同，我们之间这样一种的多样性。
So today's topic, we move on to unity in diversity.
所以让我们更深的去体会当中，体会到在主的教会里面，在这个身体当中，这种的合一不是简单的一刀切、整齐划一，大家都一样。
So this is designed so that we can, we will be able to learn, all of the different functions, to show that this, our church is not like one size fits all, like a cookie cutter. No.
这个身体中的合一，教会中的合一，就是建立在彼此的不同这种多样性的基础上的一种的合一。
So unity in the church is clearly manifested in the unity of the body this way.
我们跑步的时候是用脚。
Well, we run, we have to run on our feet.
但当这个脚在跑的时候，腿要去带动它。
Well, when you put your feet into function, you have to use your legs to bring them up.
这个手要摆动，它才能保持身体的平衡。
You have to swing your hands and arms in tandem.
心脏要在里面加速的跳动，才能把足够的这个营养去供应到肌肉的里面。
And your heart needs to be able to continue pumping nutrients in.
呼吸要跟上，要调节好，配合你的步伐。
You got to be able to learn how to breathe, so to function well while doing the running.
这是在神的家当中，当各个器官、各个肢体发挥它的当发挥的功用的时候啊，这个身体就可以协调的在一起做事，在一起一起的成长。
Now this is what you see in terms of a church, the body of Christ. You'll be able to see it in diversity. We function a little differently, but make the church run smoothly.
第三件事情，保罗要告诉我们的说，这一切的恩赐是都是从基督那里赐下来的。
Thirdly, Paul is telling us all of the gifts have one source; they all come from Christ.
在第七节他已经讲了我们个人蒙恩都是照基督所量给个人的恩赐。
So in verse 7, we have it already. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it.
经上讲说，他升上高天的时候，掳掠了仇敌。将各样的恩赐赐给人。
And this is why it says, when he ascended on high, he led captives in strain and gave gifts to men.
保罗在这里是引用了诗篇六十八篇的经文。
This is actually a reference to Psalm 68.
在诗篇里面是讲到耶和华神
作
为这个主宰他得胜了，他升到高天了。作为一个像一个得胜的将军一样掳掠了仇敌，把那些掠物分给他的 军队，分给他的子民。
There in Psalm 68, it is a direct reference to God Almighty, Jehovah, when he triumphed over his enemies and he brought his spoils, his trophies, and distributed the trophies to his men and to his soldiers and to his people.
那保罗在这里引用的时候，他特地解释了既说升上，岂不是先降在地上吗？那降下的就是远升诸天之上，要充满万有的。
Over here in his usage of the same verse, Paul gives a bit of an explaining. This is what he says. What does he ascended mean except that he also descended to the lower earthly region. He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe.
在这里解释在旧约诗篇里面讲的那个神，就是今天已经道成肉身来到我们的当中的那位主耶稣基督。
So the reference is a very clear cut. He's talking about the Old Testament Lord of Hosts, is the very one who is Jesus Christ here that we see him.
我们所敬拜的那一位神不光是在高高在上在天上掌权坐在宝座上的那位主宰。
The one we worship as God is not only the one who reigns on high, enthroned in the heavenly realms.
他也是那位谦卑自己来到地上跟你我一样哈从妈妈的肚腹当中生出来在地上这样的去成长一点点长大经历了这样一个过程的那一位主耶稣基督。
He's not only God Almighty, he's also in humility, came in human form,going through the pregnancy and gestation and birth through a human mother.
不仅如此他谦卑至死且死在十字架上。
Not only that, he humbled to the point of dying on the cross.
而且在死的三天当中他降到人所没有尝试过的没有到的那个人的最低的地方就是那个地狱的地方在那里宣告神救赎的得胜。
And in the 3 days of his death, this is his experience. He descended to the lowest point of humanity, even to the region of region of hell.
这位得胜的将军不只是打败了地上看得见的仇敌，他打败了这个属灵的仇敌，而且得胜了，而且胜过人生当中人。生命当中最可怕的一个敌人就是死亡下到阴间然后他从死里复活升到诸天之上。
This is not only the defeat of common enemies of man, but the defeat of the spiritual enemy, which is death. He went down hell to declare a victory and triumph over the enemy of death. So also he's able to ascend on high above all heavens and
保罗特别引用这段经文来提醒我们给我们恩赐的那位主他所经历的这一切。
And this reminder in Paul's reference to the verse is designed to show us all the experiences that our Lord had.
当我们要体会我们身上神赐给我们的恩赐能力是何等宝贵的时候我们必须再一次回想主耶稣基督他自己所经历的这一切。
So when we focus on the preciousness of the gifts that we have been given, we are reminded as well of what experience our Lord has gone through.
这是为什么本来从第七节可以一直直接连到第十一节，他特地中间加上八、九、十这三节的经文。
And this is the reason why we have a temporary pause and insertion of verses 8, 9, and 10. He could have gone directly from verse 7 to verse 11. This is the reason.
本来第七节说我们蒙恩，耶稣基督就把那个恩赐赐给个人，然后可以接到这句话。他所赐的是什么呢？有使徒，有先知等等。
From verse 7, we have it already that each one of us has been given a gift as Christ apportioned it. And then naturally, as the flow of logic, we'll have verse 11, it was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers. This is the natural flow.
但是保罗讲完第七节之后特意的引用旧约诗篇的经文然后特地跟我们解释这一位创造宇宙万物而且救赎我们啊，为我们死为我们钉十字架从死里复活的耶稣基督所经历的这一切是这样一位的救主赐给了我们这样的恩赐就告诉我们说不要小瞧啊，不要小瞧我们身上所拥有的这些的恩赐。
So rather, he paused for a little while in with this insertion from Psalm 68 to show us what Christ experienced in terms of his crucifixion, death, burial, and resurrection, and then giving us the spiritual gifts. And we need to be able to feel about that to be able to appreciate the preciousness of the gifts that.We are on the receiving end.
而且今天从死里复活的这位主耶稣基督， 他是坐在高天之上，要充满万有的那一位。
And he is the one, our Jesus Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ, is the one who sits enthroned above all heavens and the universe.
那个在天上坐在宝座上的复活的耶稣基督，今天如何充满万有呢？
And how does that one sitting enthroned above all the heavens, how does he fill the fullness of the universe?
这位教会的头如何充满在你的家庭当中？
How does that happen to your family, filling up to the full measure?
如何把这个救赎这么宝贵的福音带到你国内的父母的身边？
How do you take this precious gospel to your parents who are in China?
如何让耶稣基督的爱能够触摸到在那个医院里面那些濒死的那些人的身边呢？
And what about this gospel? How would the gospel touch the hearts of those who are dying in hospital?
耶稣基督为了要充满万有，为了让他的爱触及到每个人的灵魂，他就用这种的恩赐赐给你，赐给我。
This is what Jesus Christ is doing and has done, blessing you and me with such gifts so that we will be able to touch the hearts of many.
那个今天做教会荣耀的头的耶稣基督是借着他的身体，借着他的肢体，借着他的手脚，就说你我这些的组成在一起的这样的 church 教会的这个身体来完成充满万有者的这个使命。
This is what Christ our Lordis doing today. He reigns on high over all, but he uses the body of Christ, our church, and members of the church to function in a way to fulfill his stated purpose to fill the fullness of the universe.
这是从一开始保罗在第一章、第二章、第三章反复跟我们强调的，今天教会在神心意中那个地位是何等的高贵。
And the position, how important the position of the church. And this is what Paul has been emphasizing throughout chapters 1 through 3.
当日期满足的时候，天上地下所有的一切都要在主耶稣基督里面同归一，但今天是借着地上的教会完成。
So when the fullness comes, everything will be fulfilled in Jesus Christ, butAt present, this is what we see in his doing the filling through his church.
上帝要在天上地上一切执政的掌权的面前来彰显他完全的智慧，就是借着今天的教会，你和我在一起。
God also manifests his manifold wisdom while reigning on high and doing that with the church.
讲到啊，他做教会万有之首之，在第一章啊就讲到了啊，教会是他的身体，充满万有者所充满的。
So this is what we already have in verses 22 and 23 and chapter 1, and God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills everything in the universe.
所以今天我们的教会的建造是在基督里的建造。
So today we will build a church within Jesus Christ.
我们的目标呢是要长成耶稣基督的样式，他的身量。
Our goal is to attain the measure of growth of Christ.
而且我们在成长，个人的成长，教会的成长的时候，一定是离不开耶稣基督的。
As we grow,
他供应我们一切的恩典，一切的恩赐，一切的能力。
As we grow personally and as a body of believers, the church, we cannot do this apart from the source of all blessings and gifts, and that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
这是第三件事情哈，我们在这一段里所学习的。
And this is the third thing that we can pick up from this passage of scripture.
那还有第四件事情是这一段里面经文最多的啊，告诉我们。给我们这个恩赐哈，耶稣基督给我们恩赐是为了让我们成长建造教会。
And we have yet the fourth point, which is supported by more scripture verses than the other points, which is gifts for building up the church.
从十一节开始，他就一直在强调这个建造、成长、渐渐的这个造就哈这样一个信息。
Beginning with verse 11, he starts emphasizing this growth and maturing with gifts that we receive as the body of Christ.
他所赐的有使徒、有先知、有传福音的、有牧师和教师，为要什么呢？为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
It was he who gave some to be apostles, some to be prophets, some to be evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up.
使徒先知在第二章里面提到，那是作为教会的根基。
The apostles, there's a mention in chapter 2, a mention of the apostles and prophets. Those are the foundation of the church.
历史历代所有属于基督的教会都是建造在使徒和先知的这个教导上面。
The Christendom throughout generations is built upon the teachings of the apostles and the prophets.
所以这一部分早已经完成，我们这个时代不需要有新的使徒和这种的意义上的先知了。
So in that regard, the foundation has been laid. There is no more necessity to lay another foundation in this day and age.
神借着使徒把先知把教会所需要建造的一次性的真理一次性的交付给教会，这已经成了教会的根基，是不可以改变、不可以动摇的。
There's one time and one time alone, and God give the apostles and prophets, evangelists and pastors, teachers, giving the whole layout of the work, which is the foundation for our church, and it's not necessary to add more.
新旧约全书都已经完成了。
And we have the canonization of the Old Testament as well as the New.
写马太福音的是马太，是主耶稣的门徒。
The author of the Gospel of Matthew was Matthew himself, who was an apostle of Christ.
约翰是跟随主的使徒。
And John, of course, was a follower, a disciple of our Lord.
写彼得前后书的彼得是主耶稣基督的使徒。
And the author of First Peter and Second Peter, he was none other than a Lord's disciple.
保罗是特别神拣选的，向外邦人传福音的使徒。
Paul marked a God's special selection and chosen for the as the apostle to the Gentiles.
先知是蒙受神的启示，替神去讲话的一些人。
As for prophets, prophets were inspired to speak on behalf of God.
路加写路加福音，马可写马可福音，他们都是圣灵感动他们，充满他们，把神的话默示写下来。
Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke as well as the Book of Acts, whereas Mark penned the Gospel of Mark. They were both under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to write out what they were required to do.
写希伯来书的作者，我们具体不知道是谁哈，不是很确定，但我们知道他是先知。
Even though the author of the book of Hebrews remains nameless, but we know for sure he was a prophet.
写犹大书的犹大哈，不是出卖耶稣的那个犹大哈，是主的兄弟犹大，他是先知哈，写下犹大书。
So, well, what about the book of Jude? Jude was written not the Jude of Iscariot who betrayed Jesus, but he was a half brother of our Lord Jesus.Jesus Christ. He was the author of the book of Jude, and he was a prophet.
神使用这一些的使徒和先知，把新约圣经默示完成以后，交给历史历代的教会，作为建造教会的根基。
And through the Spirit and our Lord Jesus Christ, all of this was written, all of the revelations were recorded and handed down.As the foundation of the church.
传福音的人啊，我们华人能够听到福音，是因为啊，从这个1807年开始哈，当然之前 天主教的宣教士已经来到我们的当中哈。但新教的信仰是1807年马里逊啊，后面的这个戴德生哈、李提摩泰一批一批的传福音的人，这些宣教士来到我们的当中，把福音真理向我们传扬。
As for evangelists, we have a clear picture of even though there was the preaching of the gospel by Jesuit Roman Catholic Jesuit priests, but we mark the year 1807, which was the beginning of the gospel being preached to mainland China by the Protestants. And we have people like Morrison, we have Hudson Taylor, and we have Timothy Lee, and they stand as examples.
所以我们每个基督徒都有责任去传福音哈，但这里所讲的那个传福音的人是特别的哈，到福音没有传过的地方，那些宣教士今天也有哈，去做跨文化的那些宣教士，把这个福音传递给那些没有听过的人群。
Even though we do the preaching and evangelizing, but here we have in the term of evangelists a little specialized.And those are the people who are tasked a little differently.
那一旦教会被建立起来了，神就设立牧师和教师，不断的把神的真理、神的话语带给神的百姓。
When the church is set up, and then the Lord will task pastors and teachers to continue teaching and giving truth in the word and pastoring.The believers in that church.
那前面提到的这五种或者四种人，有人把这个牧师和教师放在一起哈，放为一类的人都可以哈。那这四类五类的人，他们的做工的目的职责是什么呢
？And let's now look at the ministry and the position of those various ministries that we have. Some people.Make the division there are five ministries here, and other people argue there are only four because, as to pastors and teachers, they are regarded as one category.
那这一类有恩赐的人呢，他们有三件事一定要做的。
So they are tasked with three things.
第一个叫成全圣徒。
Number one is to prepare God's people for service.
成全了圣徒之后，要让他们各尽其职
，so that they will be able to function as they are tasked with a particular ministry.
然后这些成全的、各尽其职的圣徒在一起怎么样建造基督的身体
？And together, what's going to happen? They are building up the body of Christ.
那这个成全圣徒，这个成全这个原文的意思就是原先这个骨头脱臼了啊，骨头脱臼了，把它送回去。
To prepare the verb prepare in the original meaning of the word is this is to set reset a bone orthopedics to reset a disjointed bone.
这个骨折了，骨折以后要把它重新接好，接回去。
And you have a fracture, it's going to realign and make it right.
我们在没有得救之前都是那些枯干的骨头哈，不是这个基督身体中的一部分，丢在外面啊，就像以西结在旷野中看到的一堆的骨头啊，在那里没有生命的，没有气息，是不能活动、没有生命的存在。
Isn't it so that we come to ourselves? We used to be the dry bones, just like in the description of Ezekiel in chapter 7, all littered in the wilderness with those dry bones, that's us.
但是当圣灵的风吹进来，先知开始讲话，进入到枯骨当中的时候，这个枯骨就起来了哈，彼此要连接起来，然后长上筋，长上肉，然后组成这个用皮包起来，还成为一个身体，可以站起来行走，可以做事。
When the wind starts to blow, the spirit comes, all of the dry bones are joined together by ligaments, and they grow into a mighty army of the Lord, so they become one body.
所以我们得救绝不仅仅是个人的事情。
This is not a personal business. That our salvation is not our personal business.
我们追求生命的成长，绝对不是自己单独的修炼的过程。
This is not a result of our individualized meditation.
古与古之间要连接的合适，这是神要建造教会的心意。
So there has to be a joining between bone and bone, and this is the heart of God.
让我们在教会的身体当中找到自己合适的位置。
We'll have to be able to locate where we should be in terms of the church.
可以让我们各尽其职。
So we'll function in serving the Lord.
所以我们在服事的过程中要调整哈，根据我们服事的状况哈，有的时候把我们如果放在不同的位置上，如果我们服事的位置不对哈，要做一些的调整。
And there is obviously also this fine tuning of various ministries we are assigned to one that might not be a good fit. So fine tuning will follow, and in the end.All ministries will be geared toward one goal, building up.
如果把手放在那个脚的位置上，他会很辛苦哈，他服侍起来会很累，因为本来造他不是在那个位置上。
Just imagine if you misplace your hand in the position of your foot, that's going to be awful because that's not the purpose of your creation.
就当我们每个肢体哈被成全、各尽其职的时候呢？基督这个身体才被建造起来。
So look at it this way: if we are being prepared, and we are being prepared for services of work, for works of service, and then we'll be able to see the building up of the body of Christ, which is the church.
所以每个人啊，在这个身体上都是要发挥他各自的职责。
We all have to function as we are made to function in a particular ministry.
我们的头是基督。
Our head is Christ.
基督特别把一些有恩赐的工人放在教会的里面。
Well, he specifically places those gifted workers in the church setting.
他们成了装备圣徒、成全圣徒，帮助各个圣徒找到合适的服事的位置、所处的位置的，他们是这样的一个成长的促进者。
Those people who are the facilitators, those are the people who are tasked with specific missions to disciple, to teach, to sort of fine-tune the various ministries of the church for the growth of the church.
然而建造教会不光只是基督和工人。
But this is not an exclusive, it's not a privilege of those people.Facilitator is when it comes to building of the church.
是每一个重生得救的这个圣徒。
We are all in it. All those who are born again have this calling.
因为我们每一个人都是身体当中不可或缺的一部分。
Because all of us, each and every one of us, is an indispensable part of this body, the church.
我们是下场比赛的队员呢，不是站在看台上的那个观众拉拉队。
We have to get into the ring, so to speak, and get down to the nitty-gritty. We are not spectators or cheerleaders for that matter.
虽然都在场哈，但是在下场比赛的队员哈，他是有很明确的分工的哈，有前锋，有前卫，有后卫，有守门员。
Yes, we are all there in our various positions, but as players, we each have been assigned a particular task, whether you take care of the left field or you're the goalie, we function together in a team.
这十一个队员缺一不可。
The totality of the 11 team players is a must. They have to play together.
但是在那个观众席上不一样，多一个少一个哈，来了走了都没有太大关系。
Oh, the picture is very different. If you are among the audience or the spectators, we can certainly spare one or another.
所以我们每一个人都知道哈，我们自己在神的教会当中是下场比赛的队员哦。
And we got to know that we are all in the ring. We are the players.
如果不这样做会带来什么后果呢？
What would the consequences be if we don't play the game, so to speak?
啊，这里讲到，只有我们这样去做的时候，我们才能够在真道上成长，才能够认识神的儿子，才能得以长大成人，不再做小孩子，可以不断的长成具有耶稣基督的那个身量。
This is the only way from the verse that we have. If we want to reach unity in the faith, we gotta do it. If we want to gain the knowledge and experience of the Son of God, we have to do this. And if we want to attain to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, this is the way to go.
基督把他的生命给我们，把圣灵浇灌下来。
Christ blessed us with his life, and he poured down his spirit into our lives.
把他特别拣选的使徒、先知、传福音的牧师、教师放在我们的当中。
And he handpicked what he wanted in terms of the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers, and placed them in our midst.
是让我们众人呢，这里的每一个人都能够在知识上认识耶稣基督，在经历上经历上帝的信实和慈爱，然后我们一起长成基督的身量。
So that all of us, the emphasis is all, and that means each and every one of us will be able to grow in the knowledge as well as the experience of the Son of God, so that we'll be able to come to appreciate, to understand His love and His faithfulness and endure.
这是这里讲的三个目标，我们成长的三个目标，好，让我们在真道上能够同归于一，在这个经历上哈，一起来经历耶稣基督，而且长大成人，不再做小孩子，满有基督的生命。
To sum up in a three-pointer statement, this is what we have. We all reach unity in the faith. We all become mature in the knowledge and experience of the Son of God, and we'll be able to attain to the whole measure of growth into Jesus Christ, attaining His fullness.
到下一节他就从反面他提醒我们，如果我们没有继续成长的话，就会像小孩子一样，小孩子很容易怎么样，中别人的诡计啊！他所以说装备我们使我们成长，使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术，被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
In the very next verse we have just the negative statement in the negative, if we don't do it this way, so this is what we will be faced with, and we'll no longer be infants. Infants are like, they are tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of man in the deceitful scheming.
我们每个重生得救的基督徒都经过小孩子的阶段。
We all been through the period of infancy as believers.
但上帝的心意说，不要让我们继续一年、两年、几十年还做小孩子。
But God's heart is not so that we remain infant-like, a year or 2 years or 3 years into our walk of faith.
给我们各样的恩赐，给我们各样的恩典，圣灵来帮助我们，就是让我们从小孩子不断的长大。长大成人。
With all the gifts, with all His mighty grace, His purpose is very clear. He wanted us to grow from infancy to maturity.
小孩子的特点是什么？容易被人骗。
Well, what about an infant? Look at an infant, they're easily deceived.
没法识别人的诡计和欺骗。
They are not able to tell the cunning and craftiness of man.
小孩子特点是容易被摇动。做一种飘来飘去的基督徒。
Oh, they are they are prone to be shaken up and to be tossed back and forth, so to speak.
没有长大的基督徒像好像是没有根啊，他忽冷忽热，总是变幻不定。
So immature believers, Christians, they're just like infants. They will go here and there, and their faith is.Shaken up, their way is marked by left turn or right turn.
遇到难处就会退缩，就会躲避。
If they run into hardships and difficulties, they'll hide or run away.
所以接下来一讲就对比了哈，唯有爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
The next verse stands in contrast to what we just had. It says, speaking the truth in love will in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
这是讲我们成长的方法。
This is talking about how we grow.
这个唯用哈，你看英文翻译成说 instead 是跟前一句相对照的哈，有些英文翻译成 but 但是的意思。
And the first word in verse 15, some people translate that as but. But either way, that's a contrast.
它不是说这是唯一使人生命成长的方式，它是跟前面对照。前面人讲话是用诡计，是用欺骗的方式。
This is in contrast to what we just read in the previous verse. This is not.It's not, Paul is not saying in verse 15 that this is the only way to achieve spiritual maturity. It's in contrast, it's stated in contrast to verse 14, whereas we have the cunning, the deceitfulness that will bring down the believers.
在神的身体、神的教会当中，我们是讲实话，用爱心来讲诚实话。
Of course, in the body of believers in the church setting, we have to be truthful.
外面那些人讲话的时候是有自己动机的，他是要骗那个小孩子，是要从这个小孩子身上得利的。
People on the outside, when they speak, they are cunning and deceitful. Their motive is to deceive the infants.
但是在教会里面，弟兄姐妹是彼此用爱心，是为了对方的好处，而不是为了从别人身上得利的。
But the motive of believers in the church is just the opposite, is to promote the goodness and kindness of believers.
其实用爱心说诚实话应该翻译成用爱心去说真理的话。英文就是这样翻译的。
And what we have here is speaking the truth in love. Actually, the word truth stands for the truth of the gospel. It's not true word being truthful. So,Chinese translation.
用爱心说真理的话和用爱心说诚实话还是有一点不一样的哈，从中文的角度。
Yeah, even in Chinese, we can parse the sentence here. When you say 诚实 it doesn't mean sincerity. God is not talking about sincerity, but truth of the gospel.
当然，真理的话一定是实话，一定是不是在讲假话。
And of course, when we talk about gospel truth, that has to be truthful. It's not a bunch of lies.
但真实的话不一定都是真理的话。
Mark this though. You may be giving a truthful statement, but not statement is not necessarily going to be part of the truth of the gospel.
所以你说的时候不一定只是强调说你说的是真话。
And you don't have to overemphasize the truthfulness of your statement when you do it.
你要注重你讲的话是不是在造就别人的好话。
Your focus should remain on this one point. That's the point.
你讲的话是不是能够带给人益处的真理的话语？
Whether you're going to be able, what you say is designed to build up and edify.Your listeners, your audience, whether his life will be edified.
你是不是在用爱心来在讲真理的圣经里的话语，神的话语？
Is your statement a result of your love and that is expressed in the truth of the gospel?
如果我们弟兄姐妹每次见面的时候都至少讲一句在爱中的真理的话的话。我们的教会不可能不成长。
Look at it this way: if we come to see each other, and we at least will bless the others that we meet with one word of truth. Well, I have to say, it is impossible for our church not to grow.
当我们用爱心跟弟兄姐妹都在讲真理的话，讲建造别人的话，让听见的人得益处的时候，我们就会怎么样？凡事长进了。
So if we truly can do this, we say the truth of the gospel, we build people up, we edify them, we make them grow, and necessarily we'll be able to experience it. We'll in all things grow up into him who is the head, that is Christ.
而且他特别强调说这种的讲话是先怎么样连于元首基督连到那个头上经过大脑的话
So what we say is actually as a mandate is connected to our head, the head of the church, which is Christ.
我常讲说，有时候我说话不当心，我这次讲话没有经过大脑。
Oh, well, sometimes we have this common expression and say, "Well, I didn't think, I didn't give it too much thought, and I just blurted out."
这就是保罗在这里提醒我们的哈。你在讲这个爱中真理的话的时候，你要经过这个大脑啊，经过这个元首耶稣基督。
And this is a healthy reminder of Apostle Paul here. He's basically saying, well, before you utter anything, you say anything, you better have that, you know, better go through your head, which is Christ.
你先从基督那里领受他的话。
Receive word from Christ first.
用听见的神的话去讲给别人听，这叫用爱心说诚实话。
And upon hearing the word of God, and then you tell the truth. You tell the truth to your audience.
到了第十六节，他就给我们描述了一个健康的身体是如何成长的一个非常美的图画。
So coming to verse 16, which is basically a beautiful picture of growth in a healthy church, and this is the picture we have.
一个健康的、成长的、不断建造起来的教会，像一个身体哈，全身都靠着主耶稣基督联络的合适。
So a healthy and growing church is as such. That from him the whole body joined and held together by every supporting ligament.
没有断的骨头，没有这个脱臼的这个骨头。
There is no fractured bones, no disjointed shoulders.
你想象如果一个身体上面好几根骨头都已经脱臼了的话，他怎么能够走动呢？
Oh, just imagine this person with several disjointed places in his body. Do you think that person will be able to walk?
当我们弟兄姐妹之间的这个关系靠着主耶稣基督能够联络的合适的时候，这是身体成长的一个必要的一个条件。
What about us, brothers and sisters? When we are joined together this way to grow in the Lord, how beautiful that is.
然后第二件事情就是百节各按各职，照着个体的功用来发挥它的作用。
And the second thing is you join and held together by every supporting ligament.
嘴该讲话的时候，他就讲合适的话；耳朵他听各样的声音啊，他就发挥他的功用；手脚就该去做他的事，走他该走的路，不等待，不拖延。大家都全心的合在一起去做事的时候，这个身体哈，就是百节各按各职。照着个体的功用在发挥自己的作用。
And when the lips, when they are anointed with words, when the ears, ears upon hearing, and when your feet is fitted for walking, they're all together. There is no drag, there is no delay, there is no delay. So if we can do this together, we'll be able to experience the growth.
做心脏的就专心做心脏，好好的在那儿跳动。
And if you function as a heart of the body, you better keep pumping.
做神经的，好好做神经，就传递这个大脑的信息给各个部位。
If you're part of the nerve system, you have to function sending the neurons the nerves to the brain.
做骨架的，就好好的做它的支撑的功能啊，让这个身体能够站立得住。
If you're part of the skeletal structure, you better stand firm in support.
那第三件事情还要注意哈，这个不是各干各的哈，要彼此相助的。
And third thing is this: it's not we function in isolation. We have to build each other up.
其实这个百节各按各职哈，这个个体的功用，这个百节它是那个韧带的意思。
When we talk about supporting, we have the word ligament. That is exactly what it means. Ligament. Every supporting ligament.
听这个医生讲哈，这其实这个韧带哈，这个起非常关键的这个支撑的作用。
Well, according to doctors, the ligament is an extremely important.
不光是骨头本身哈，那个韧带要强，而且韧带周围的那个肌肉要强壮哈，这个人才有力量。
Not only is it sort of reflective of the health support the bones ligament keeps together, and also it extends to the muscles around it to see the health of the muscle.
彼此相助就是这个骨头啊、筋啊、肌肉啊都联合在一起，这样这个身体才能够渐渐的成长。
So joined and held together, I mean, this is the picture we see. We have the tendon, we have the ligament, we have the bones, we have the muscles. They are all have to be joined together and held this way for a healthy growth.
最后的强调哈，是在爱中建立自己。
Lastly, the emphasis is on building itself up in love.
这个自己不是指我们个人啊，从这个上下文你去读下来，是指整个这个身体，这个身体在建造这个身体。
It's not individualized experiences. It refers to the entirety, the totality of the church as one body.
是指我们整个的教会。
It's our whole church.
当我们每个人发挥各自的功用，而且彼此连接的合适，而且彼此的相助，在爱中，我们就可以无私的奉献自己的恩赐、自己的才能，这样我们就一起在爱中建造这个教会。
As we function as we should in our respective positions that we're assigned to, we work together, we join together, and we support one another, and this is how it grows.
1999年是我信主以后第一次回国探亲。
1999marked my first home visit after I became a believer.
也是我信主以后第一次参加短宣的服事。
That also marks the first time ever on a short mission trip for me.
那为了参加短宣呢，我要去一个我从来没有去过的一个陌生的城市，在那里呢与我的同伴会合。
Part of the requirement for the short mission trip was to, for me to visit a strange place I've never been to before, and I had to meet up with coworkers over there.
有当地的同工，也有从不同的地方汇聚过来的同工，我们组成一个短宣队，要去大学校园去传福音。
And we were supposed to converge in that city with coworkers. Those were familiar to me, and those who I never met.
那个城市我从来没有去过哈，那里也不认识什么人，所以来接机的那个同工是我唯一在那个城市中的联系人。
So I didn't know anybody. I mean, in that city, the only person that I knew was the one who was supposed to pick me up at the airport.
结果飞机晚点。
The plane was delayed.
那本来应该是晚上9:00到达哈，结果推迟，一直到凌晨3:00，我们飞机才降落。
I was scheduled to taxi down around 9 or 10 in the evening, but I ended up getting my feet on the ground around 3:00 in the morning, 3:00 in the morning.
那时候又没有手机，更没有微信哈，所以跟这个接机的同工就没办法直接联系上。
That was not available either a cell phone or a WeChat, so I just could not connect with the coworker who was supposed to be.
当我们这一飞机的旅客下了飞机，来到那个机场大厅的时候呢，许许多多哈接机的人呢就在那里等着我们。
So when the plane I was riding or flying in emptied all of its passengers, those passengers were picked up and I was there.
那可以看得出啊，这些接机的人跟我们这些坐飞机的人一样的疲惫啊。许多人是从前一天晚上一直等到凌晨3:00。
I could see the visibly the fatigue on the faces of those who were there to pick up the passengers being discharged. And they were equally, I mean, they probably they would have come to the airport the night before and they'd be waiting all those hours. They were fatigued.
但是他们没有因为自己很辛苦就放弃，因为他们知道他们所要接的人是他们的妻子或者是他们的丈夫，他们的儿子或者他们的女儿，是他们的父亲或者是他们的母亲。
But those people who were there to pick up the passengers being discharged, They didn't feel fatigued because the passenger probably they were there to pick up would be their father, mother, sister, brother, and son, and daughter. I mean, their family, so they didn't have the show of fatigue that way.
因为是一家人嘛，再辛苦也不会放弃的，还不会把自己的家人丢在大厅里不管。
They certainly, because they're one family, so they're not going to give up, just leave them stranded.
当全飞机的人都走光的时候，整个大厅里面就剩下我一个人。
When the whole airport was emptied out, I was the only one left.
孤零零地站在一个空旷无人的飞机场的大厅里。
And it was a lonely experience in the hall of the airport. I was the only one left.
不知何去何从。
Without knowing where to go and what to do.
我心里很清楚地意识到这一点，在这座陌生的城市当中，我没有一个亲人。
And certainly I had the acute awareness that in the entire city I had no relative.
两天以后啊，几经周折啊，我终于找到我的团队，跟他们会合。
It took me 2 days get joined up with my short mission team.
原来接机的同工到了机场才知道说飞机要晚点，所以他们就回家了。
This is what happened. The coworker who was supposed to come over.And pick me up. He came over and realized the plane was delayed.
他们想我在这城市里不认识谁，我大概也不会离开机场，所以他们等到第二天早晨再来接我。
So their assumption was, I was a total stranger in the city, I was not going anywhere, so I would stay in the airport. Their assumption was they would come back the next morning, and they did.
所以当他第二天早晨来接我的时候，我已经早一段时间离开了，所以我们没有碰面，错过。
But I missed their second meeting, second attempt to pick me up because prior a few hours prior to their showing up, I left the airport.
那接下来几天当中，虽然我们还是在一起传福音哈，但我心中一直有一种挥之不去的感受。
Even though that experience was followed by a few days of preaching the gospel, but I had something I harbored in my heart that just would not go away.
就是一个人站在空旷的大厅里面，没有亲人的那一种的感觉。
The feeling, of course, of being in a deserted place in the airport. All by myself, without relatives around.
后来我在一次特会当中有听到一位教会的长老有一段分享。
And then later on, I had the opportunity hearing a testimony by a church elder.
他分享他们几个家庭合在一起要开创一个教会。
And he was testifying that a few families.Got together. He got together with some families in order to set up a church.
他们四个家庭，四对夫妻啊，在一起传福音，在一起服事，常常在一起祷告、开同工会啊，在一起的时间比他们跟自己亲戚家人在一起的时间还多。
According to his testimony, it was a total of four families, four couples. They were doing the Lord's work together, evangelizing and doing missions together. Actually.They spend more time with each with one another, more time and more so than with their own immediate family.
结果他们之间彼此的关系亲密到一个地步，他们说我们可以到了一个彼此托孤的地步。
To the point that this is their relationship. Their relationship is had reached a point that they would name one another.Natural guardians for their children when they pass away.
他说万一有一天如果主耶稣基督决定把我们夫妇早一点接回天家，我们都不会为我们未成年的孩子们担心的。
They would be saying, even if we are taken ahead of time by our Lord, our children who remain minors will be taken care of.
因为我们知道另外三对夫妇他们一定会代替我们去照顾我们的孩子，我们一点都不为此担心。
Because we are going to have no worries, it's simply because the all remaining three couples, they are going to do just as well, taking care of our minor children.
在一个教会里面，如果弟兄姐妹的关系已经到这样的亲密的彼此相爱的关系的话，这个教会是不可能不兴旺。
And you look at it this way, in a church setting, if a church is like this, with the closeness of the relationships between believers, it is impossible for such a church to grow.
如果我们一起服侍的同工们之间的关系，虽然不是亲人，却胜过亲人，神是不可能不大大的赐福我们的各项的服侍团。
If we are not blood relatives, but our relationship is closer, it's thicker than blood, then can you imagine the Lord is not going to bless such a church?
弟兄姐妹，让我们一起来在主的面前来反省我们彼此的相爱的关系。
Let's do some serious introspection on the relationship of love for one another in our church.
我用这个问题来问我自己。
I ask that question to myself.
我有没有真正的把我的弟兄姐妹当成自己家里的人来对待呢？
Do I see my brothers and sisters as part of my family?
我自己有没有花时间跟我的同工在一起服侍的同工们，真的是花时间来建造这种不是家人却胜似家人的这种关系？
Do I spend time to be with brothers and sisters to establish a family? It's not by marriage or blood, but by this relationship of love.
我看到我自己的亏欠。
I've seen my shortcomings.
我求主赦免我。
I ask for forgiveness by our Lord.
我也请求我的弟兄姐妹们、同工们原谅我。
And ask your forgiveness, brothers and sisters and co-workers in this church.
我也求神把那个耶稣基督的爱、十字架的爱，借着圣灵的工作来加给我。
And also ask for the love of Christ, that sacrificial love. I ask for that love to be given to me.
既然神已经把我们这一批的弟兄姐妹、这一批的同工放在一起
，The fact is that the Lord has already placed all of us together.
我就求主让我们真的在主的里面彼此的切实的相爱。
I ask for the manifestation of His love for one another, sincere and sacrificial love.
从我们自己开始。
Starting with ourselves, starting with ourselves.
小的事情开始。
In small things.
从现在就开始。
From now on, from this moment.
圣奥古斯丁有讲过这样一句话啊，没有神，人不能做什么；没有人，神不愿做什么。
And this is what Saint Augustine says. He said, "Without God, we cannot. Without us, God will not."
主从天上向下观看，在寻找，不是寻找一个人呢，是寻找一群的人。
Our Lord is looking down from the heavens.Looking for people, not only for one.
他要寻找一群的人，真的是把上帝的话当真的一群人。
He's looking for a group of people who treasure the word of God as the truth.
真的能够把主的吩咐、主说我给你们一条新命令，要彼此相爱的这些话，能够真的放在心里当真的一群人。
For a group of people who would treasure and place his teaching commandment to love one another in their hearts.
找到一群人，他们真的是用爱心彼此宽容，竭力的保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
So then those are the people who will be able to forgive one another and to be united in Lord.
找到一群人，真的是能够在爱里面讲真理的话，讲不断的彼此造就、彼此鼓励、彼此安慰。也彼此提醒、彼此指正，甚至责备的话。
So they will be able to speak the truth in love, and that is to edify, to even to the point of without the word criticize, to point out the shortcomings of believers.
那么真的是在爱中来建造自己。
Let's all build ourselves up in love.
所以今天这段经文告诉我们哈，每一个人都是有恩赐的。
To sum up, the scripture passage tells us that we all, each one of us, we all have a gift.
但是我们又不同，因为神给的恩赐是各样的。
But our gifts are diverse. We give differently.
所有的恩赐，包括我们这个人的生命，都是那个死而复活的主耶稣基督赐给我们。
All our gifts, including our life itself, that is a gift from our Lord who has been through death and resurrection, all of that is from the Lord.
那么好好使用神给我们的这些的恩典恩赐，来彼此的造就，来建造合神心意的一个耶稣基督的教会。
Let's put the grace that we received, the gifts that we have received to the right use for mutual edification for building up the church.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's bow down in prayer.
天上的父，今天我们来到你的爱子耶稣基督所设立的饼杯面前。
Lord, as we come before the table, the bread and wine established by Lord Jesus Christ.
谢谢你借着主耶稣基督救赎了我们，给我们一个全新的生命。
Thank you, Lord, for salvation through Lord Jesus Christ, and thereby giving us a new life.
本来我们都是罪人，是罪的奴仆。
We were nothing but sinners and slaves to sin.
像那些未得救的、未出埃及的以色列人一样，在那里为法老做工的人。
We were just like those laborers laboring in the field of Pharaoh. We were in Egypt.
但如今你救赎了我们，不让我们再做罪的奴仆了。
But look at today, we are no longer slaves to sin, and that is your doing.
我们要做你的仆人，要做义的奴仆。
We want to be slaves to you, want to serve you, and be slaves to righteousness.
你又加给我们各样的恩赐能力，可以来参与到你的圣工来服事当中。
For that purpose, you bless us with every gift, so that we'll be a part of your ministry.
这是我们何等大的恩典。
How precious that grace is.
主啊，来到你的面前，来到十字架的面前，我们必须承认我们心中是没有耶稣基督的爱的。
Oh, as we come before you, Lord, and come before our Lord Jesus Christ, and before the cross, we have to confess, we have no love.
但是感谢主，你今天不仅让我们能够明白基督的爱。
Oh, we are so thankful, not only that today you made it known to us the love of Christ.
而且能够用你给我们的这个基督的爱来爱我们身边的弟兄姐妹，这是我们何等宝贵的机会。
Bless us with the kind of love with which we will be able to love people around us. What a grace.
我们就求你，求你借着圣灵把基督的爱浇灌在我们的心里。
We ask that you pour down the love of Christ in our hearts.
让我们的爱心是有根有基的。
That our love will be established, rooted, firm.
是可以不断成长的。
And will experience continual growth.
请你赦免我们爱心不足、亏缺的这个罪。
Forgive us where we are lacking in terms of love.
用你的宝血来洁净。
And cleanse us with your precious blood.
用你爱子耶稣基督的生命来替换、来充满。
To provide a substitution with the life of your beloved Son Jesus Christ.
主基督啊，我们也认定你就是我们教会的头，能够供应我们教会一切的需要。
Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that you are the head of our church, and you will provide all our needs.
求你的爱来激励弟兄姐妹在爱中摆上自己。
We ask that until the love will spur us on, and we will be able to sacrifice ourselves for one another.
谢谢你垂听我们的祷告。
Thank you for hearing our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
接下来我们是借着圣餐来纪念主的时间。
What follows is we are going to remember through the communion our Lord Jesus Christ.
在我们当中，如果还有没有信主受洗的朋友们，请你暂时不要领用这饼这杯。
Those of us who are not being a believer baptized, please refrain from taking the cup and the bread.
那每一个已经信主受洗的弟兄姐妹，当你的心预备好了，就可以走到前面领用这饼这杯。
And when you are ready, those who have been baptized and who are believers, you can proceed to take the bread.